QST from W1AW, the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio in Newington, Connecticut. This is the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for April 18, 2018. The ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter is a voice version of the ARRL Aries E-Letter, which is compiled by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB, in Laurel, Maryland, and I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. In this issue, we have for you, FEMA, an ARRL partner, invites whole community to participate in national-level exercise. ARRL West Central Florida Section to coordinate communications for Bike MS Citrus Tour. ARRL Puerto Rico Section preps for hurricane season in the post-Maria era. ARRL Director speaks on Aries advances into the 21st century at Pacific Northwest Communications Academy. Letters, and we have two, InfraGuard in California and On DMR. A proposal for practical scalar weather reports or exchanges. Those are the headlines. Now, here are this month's stories. FEMA, an ARRL partner, invites whole community to participate in national-level exercise. On April 3rd, FEMA announced that the agency is conducting its 2018 national-level exercise for the whole community and invites other government agencies, representatives, and organizations in the private sector, communities, and individuals to participate in this historic exercise. The 2018 National Level Exercise, or NLE, which is based on a mid-Atlantic hurricane scenario, represents one key step towards implementing FEMA's recently released 2018 through 2022 strategic plan. The ARRL has had a long-standing relationship with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, formalized in its most recent Memorandum of Understanding. The 2018 National Level Exercise, which takes place on April 30th through May 11th, is the first major exercise following the release of the plan. The exercise supports its three goals. Build a culture of preparedness by empowering the country to participate and enhance their own preparedness for future disasters. To build FEMA, its state and local partners, and all participants' readiness for potential catastrophic events. And to reduce the complexity of FEMA by closely incorporating its partners into the exercise. The exercise will test lessons learned from the 2017 hurricane season. To learn more, you may go to the website www.fema.gov/NLE. ARRL West Central Florida Section to coordinate communications for Bike MS Citrus Tour. In February, it was announced that Darrell Davis, KT4WX, the section manager of the ARRL West Central Florida Section, would work in agreement with Craig Shapiro, N1MSS, the logistics coordinator for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, and Jason Triolo, KD4ACG, the amateur radio communications coordinator for the Bike MS Citrus Tour in 2017. The announcement said that the West Central Florida section would assume responsibility for coordination of amateur radio communications for the Bike MS Citrus Tour. Volunteer levels had slightly declined, and it was felt that with the assistance of the West Central Florida section, that recruitment of new volunteers could fall under one banner and be given a more coordinated, concerted effort. Section Manager Davis appointed Mike Bress, W2YS, as an assistant section manager for the special project of the Bike MS Citrus Tour. He will serve as the new amateur radio coordinator for the tour starting this year. Mr. Bress had previously served as the SAG vehicle coordinator for a number of years. Mr. Davis said the following about the WCF section assuming sponsorship of the Bike MS Citrus Tour Amateur Radio Communications. Everyone who has been performing respective assignments will continue to perform them as they have, with no changes. Mike is the new amateur radio coordinator and will continue in his new role as he has before, and is doing a great job with the new Citrus Tour website as well. We shall continue to welcome help from all those who have helped in the past, and hopefully we will see a lot of new volunteers this year. The MS Citrus Bike Tour will take place Saturday, May 5th and Sunday, May 6th, 2018. The tour will start at Fantasy of Flight in northern Polk County and end at Champions Gate just inside Osceola County, then reverse the next day. Registration is now open. ARRL Puerto Rico section preps for hurricane season in the post-Maria era. On Saturday, March 17th, ARRL Puerto Rico section leaders met with the section's Aries Emergency Coordinators and representatives of the Puerto Rico Power Authority and island hospitals that have shown interest in establishing amateur radio stations for emergency backup communications when another Maria-scale event occurs. Also present were representatives of the new Puerto Rico Emergency Management Bureau, taking notes and sharing ideas for fostering mutual assistance among these agencies during incidents. The Bureau reps also discussed the possibility of reducing the number of zones that divide the island for disaster response purposes. ARRL Puerto Rico Section Emergency Coordinator Juan Sepulveda, KP3CR, along with Section Manager Oscar Resto, KP4RF, led the meeting. Topics of discussion included an overview of the Aries program and the new online form for reporting on activities, drills, and emergency communications services rendered during incidents. District emergency coordinators and emergency coordinators have been mandated to fill out and file these forms for the SEC's and ARRL headquarters information and use for planning and reporting purposes. Meeting attendees discussed the utility of the popular WinLink software for sending email protocol messages via radio and a global network that links the Internet to amateur stations by means of nodes on HF and VHF UHF systems. The WinLink discussion was followed by an examination of NVIS HF antenna configurations for local and regional communications coverage. A draft set of frequencies to be used for future emergency disaster response situations and drills was discussed. A presentation of the ARRL's after-action report of the 2017 hurricane season was also discussed, with emphasis on Hurricane Maria impacts and response, and the Red Cross Amateur Radio Force of 50 mission on Puerto Rico. The possibility of Aries members to be issued a special ID card for access to incident and government facilities was discussed, as were logistical problems in the aftermath of Maria, including the costs of fuel incurred in maintaining the repeater systems for emergency and disaster response communications. The Puerto Rico Aries members are now meeting monthly in advance of this year's hurricane season, which commences June 1st. Thanks to Angel Santana, WP3GW, and the ARRL Puerto Rico Section News for this report. This is the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for April 18, 2018. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Up next is ARRL Director speaks on Aries advances into the 21st century at Pacific Northwest Communications Academy. 2018's Communications Academy was held last weekend at South Seattle College in Seattle, Washington. Communications Academy is a nonprofit coalition of volunteer radio communications teams that provide a high-quality, professional-grade training opportunity for the various emergency communications programs, individuals, and groups around the Pacific Northwest. By providing a once-a-year large-scale venue for training, volunteer communicators are exposed to topics in emergency management, communications techniques and protocols, real-life emergency responses, and other pertinent subjects which might not otherwise be available to them. In past years, the Academy has been able to attract several nationally known speakers for the keynote sessions. The Communications Academy is open to anyone with an interest in emergency communications, volunteer or professional. The presentations are designed to promote the development of knowledgeable, skilled emergency communicators who will support their local communities during a disaster or emergency response. The planning committee for the Communications Academy includes members from ARES, RACES, ACS, medical, and public safety agencies. The 2018 Communications Academy theme was "Don't Panic, Be Prepared to Respond to Communications Emergencies." The keynote speaker was Robert Ezell, Director of Washington Military Department's Emergency Management Division, or EMD, who spoke on disaster response and emergency communications. He concluded that the importance of amateur radio cannot be overemphasized. It will play a critical role following a major disaster. Numerous seminars and programs were conducted over the weekend. Sarah Miller, K7SKM, a Certified Emergency Manager, or CEM, spoke on Communications in Catastrophe, a View from Hurricane Harvey, and examined impacts to the community, including response and recovery from a communications perspective. Scott Honaker, N7SS, spoke on the subject of Antennas Demystified, Antennas in Emergency Communications. He covered antenna designs most commonly used for emergency communications. Kenny Richards, KU7M, discussed HAMWAN, what, why, and how. HAMWAN is several things, including a local group of amateurs who have built a high-speed IP-based network over amateur radio in the Puget Sound area, as well as a standard for how other groups can build a similar network. An extensive beginner's track featured a series of six individual classes and a special simplex radio net for members of the beginner's series to monitor and participate in, to help get experience with, and become comfortable with using their radios. A separate workshop was set up to help hams learn to program their radios. Robert Tom Cox, VE6TOX, helped attendees in Understanding Communications Failures. This presentation provided types of communications failures, along with specific examples from various disasters illustrating the points. Ward Silver, N0AX, an ARRL Publications writer-editor and QST contributing editor, spoke on grounding and bonding, AC safety, lightning protection, RF management, and grounding systems. Mr. Silver also presented contesting training for public service radio fitness. Scott Curry, NS7C, gave a WinLink Express installation and configuration overview, covering installation, configuration, and operation of the WinLink Express client software and other utilities, focusing on VHF-UHF packet radio operation. HF operation was also briefly covered. Dale Williams, WA8EFK, the Great Lakes Division Director and a member of the ARRL Board of Directors, presented ARES Advances into the 21st Century, which was a discussion about the significant changes to the ARES program at the national level, which are being planned by the ARRL Public Service Enhancement Work Group. Program Chairman Marina Zutel, N7LSL, the ARES District M Assistant Section Emergency Coordinator for Western Washington Medical Services Communications, reported the following. She said, "This year, we had nearly 350 participants who came from all over Washington, Oregon, British Columbia, and Alberta. For the first time, we had Pacific Section Manager Joe Speroni, AH-0A, from Hawaii attend, and he vowed to return and bring his Section Emergency Coordinator next year. This was particularly meaningful since we opened the conference, relevant to our Don't Panic theme, with the video clip from the Hawaiian missile threat and the tribute to amateur radio. Ms. Zutel went on to say, we also had attendees from Montana and a couple of other states. We had many enthusiastic comments about the great networking opportunities, as well as the many and varied topics. Great fun was had by all. Ms. Zutel thanked the committee for its great work in putting the event together, as well as the sponsors, exhibitors, and speakers. Also thanked were the teams with communications vans who came and showed off their creativity and expertise in the pouring rain. For more information, see the Communication Academy's website at comacademy.org. And Comm Academy is all one word, spelled C-O-M-M-A-C-A-D-E-M-Y. I'll repeat the Communication Academy's website. It is comacademy.org. And Comm Academy is all one word, spelled C-O-M-M-A-C-A-D-E-M-Y. It's time once again to take a pause so that repeaters may identify. Stay tuned. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for April 18, 2018. And next we have letters, and we have two. The first is titled InfraGuard in California. Bob Hansen, W6RH, the Ventura County ACS radio officer and Ventura County Aries District Emergency Coordinator, wrote, the InfraGuard article in last month's issue of the Aries e-letter was great to read, but ARRL members may misunderstand the scope of the area cited. The Los Angeles InfraGuard chapter covers seven counties, Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura. This would include the ARRL Los Angeles, Orange, and Santa Barbara sections, not just Los Angeles. It should also be noted that there are 82 chapters of InfraGuard in the United States, so opportunities exist throughout the country. Many Santa Barbara section members have attended no-cost training from the FBI via the InfraGuard program on a number of timely subjects, and a number of active Aries members are trained as a Terrorism Liaison Officer, or TLO. The course trains students in the information-sharing intelligence-gathering mission, which is crucial to the war on terrorism. The course explains the mission of the Joint Regional Intelligence Center, JRIC, the primary duties of a TLO, the proper handling of sensitive information, and the organizational structure of the intelligence community. This is right up our alley. Our section leaders encourage participation in InfraGuard, CERT, Red Cross, and other organizations that enhance our capabilities and serve the public. This also lets others in those groups become aware of our unique capabilities and skills. Those interested in the InfraGuard program can visit https://www.infraguard.org. And InfraGuard is spelled I-N-F-R-A-G-A-R-D. I'll repeat that. Those interested in the InfraGuard program can visit https://www.infraguard.org. And again, InfraGuard is spelled I-N-F-R-A-G-A-R-D. Thanks, Bob, for your letter. Our next letter is titled On DMR and comes to us from Greg Horine, N9PBD, the trustee of KD9JNB Multimode Digital Repeater, Southwestern Illinois Digital Group. Mr. Horine wrote, a lot of hams tend to discount the newer digital modes, mainly for the reasoning that they depend on the Internet to link to reflectors, or master servers in the case of DMR, somehow making them not ham radio. That argument usually extends to the contingency scenario of a loss of infrastructure, such as telephone, Internet, cell phones, and so forth. Those same hams seem to think that a DMR repeater becomes a paperweight. Nothing can be further from the truth. DMR, as we use it, is a time-domain multiple access, or TDMA, protocol that provides two voice and/or data channels in the same spectrum space as a narrowband analog voice channel. A DMR repeater will continue to function as a conventional non-internet-linked repeater when the internet is not available, repeating both time slots the same way it would with the network up. DMR provides emergency communicators with twice the number of channels in the same or less bandwidth as an analog repeater. It also allows emergency coordinators and communicators to segment their traffic by talk groups, providing even more capability. Thank you, Greg, for enlightening us of the advantages of using the new digital modes. A proposal for practical scalar weather reports or exchanges. The RST system of signal reporting is a well-used system for communicating a complex set of variables quickly and with some precision. I wonder why no such system has been implemented to convey the weather, especially as the subject is so pervasive in our communications, and sometimes even a short report may require more characters or time to transmit than can be afforded. Granted, some people may enjoy talking about the weather, but could we use a similar scalar system to quickly convey or record weather descriptions when desired? I propose an 8x5 weather scale system. For example, the description of a breaking storm coming in from the north with strong winds and snow can be reduced to WX2726N. Alternately, one could say WX27261, but all the cardinal compass points are shorter to send than their scale numbers. A description of a pleasant, mostly clear spring day with calm winds might be WX4341, omitting the wind direction character if wind speed is calm. The scalar values for temperature, sky, and wind all increase across the scale. Only precipitation combines the phases of water with severity, with 4 being neutral. But the gradient is easily understood, and rigorous reference to the cheat sheet table is as unnecessary as for RST. The category order, TSPWD, may be remembered by the mnemonic "too soon pass wild days," and no calculator is required to judge the scale to 1/8 mentally, as we do with greater precision for RST. A day that is 4444W is easily understood to be a fine day. Many spring and fall days will be 5555S. Is this 8x5 weather scale scientific or ultra-precise? The answer is no. For the weather enthusiast who usually reports barometric pressure in millibars to 2 decimal places, it will not do. But it can convey a conversational description of our weather. A CW operator might have a different opinion than a phone operator. Our thanks to Jason Kovach, NJ7K in Everett, Washington, for this submission. And that concludes this edition of the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for April 18, 2018. The ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter is a monthly service of the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Organization for Amateur Radio. The ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter is an edited voice version of the ARRL Aries E-Letter, compiled and written by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. To learn more about amateur radio and the ARRL, or to get the latest in amateur radio news, you may click on www.arrl.org. And if you have any questions about amateur radio in general, how to renew your amateur license or the ARRL, you may also write us via snail mail at ARRL Headquarters, 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111, or give us a toll-free call at 1-888-277-5289. We are always happy to help answer your questions, and you need not be an ARRL member. Our thanks to this month's contributors. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB in Laurel, Maryland. And I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. Copyright 2018 ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. All rights reserved. 73.